Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Scott.
Hey, Scott, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I think my ex-girlfriend's been lying to me about something, and I guess I want to find out the truth.
Okay, no problem. And what is your ex-girlfriend's name?
Her name's Amber.
Okay, and real quick, if you don't mind me asking, if she's your ex-girlfriend, why do you care if she lied to you?
Well, the whole thing actually goes back to when we were together, so...
Okay, all right, we'll start from the beginning.
All right. So Amber and I started dating a few years ago, and we met through, like, a mutual friend at some birthday party. Typical kind of deal, you know what I mean?
Okay, and how long did you guys date?
Wow, we were in a relationship for almost 3 years.
Wow, so it was pretty serious then.
I mean, I thought it was serious. I had a savings account just for her engagement ring that I was planning on buying, so, yeah.
Okay, but obviously somewhere along the line things went bad, or else we wouldn't be calling her your ex-girlfriend.
Exactly. We ended up fighting a little bit, mostly over, like, stupid stuff. Like, I hung out with my friends too much on the weekend, or she didn't like me working two jobs, mainly because one of them was bartending, and that's, you know, its own thing.
Okay, so it sounds like she got a little possessive then.
I mean, I guess so. Anyway, when she broke up, it was kind of a shock, because she did it, like, the weekend after my birthday, and she basically told me that she never thought she'd be more important to me than my friends, and she didn't think I loved her anymore.
Well, was any of that true?
No, it wasn't true, obviously.
Okay, so you guys break up. Now, how long ago was this?
It was probably like 2 months ago. And, yeah. I mean, I'm still kind of like shell-shocked over it. I can't believe, you know, we broke up. I mean, people still ask me, where's your girlfriend? And I'm like, she's gone.
So you're not completely over this girl then?
No, okay. Not really.
So you said you think she lied to you about something. Get to that.
Okay, so here we go. I'm at the Brantley Gilbert concert this past weekend, and I took a friend of mine who's a girl, but it wasn't like a date or anything.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm waiting for her to come out of the bathroom, and I see this girl named Emily walk out, and Emily used to be Amber's roommate. So she comes up to me and is all like, how you doing? You doing okay? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. And she's like, I'm so sorry about you and Amber. And I go, yeah, I guess. She didn't like me hanging out with my friends so much, so she decided we'd be better off apart and whatever. And then she looks at me and she goes, but that's not why you broke up. And I go, well, that's what she said. And Emily says, so wait, that's why she told you she wanted to break up with you? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, Scott, that's not why she broke up with you. There was another reason. You probably need to talk to her and make her tell you the truth.
Oh, so, okay. So what was the truth?
I don't know. That's why I called you guys.
Oh,
so
okay.
Wait, this Emily girl just said that's not what really happened and just, like, took off, like, ran away?
I mean, basically. I asked her what the real reason was, and she's like, it's not my business or my place to tell you, but you need to talk to Amber and get the truth.
Wow.
I'm so sorry, which is the kiss of death, by the way, when they say I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, everybody was, like, rushing back to seats and stuff, so I didn't get any time to talk to her any more than that.
Okay, so this girl, Amber, your ex, told you that you hanging out with your friends and ignoring her was the reason you broke up. And this whole time you believed that, but now you find out there was a different reason and you don't know what it was.
Nope.
Well, why haven't you tried calling her or texting her?
I was going to try to call her or text her or whatever, but I figured if she lied to me about it before, she was just going to do it again anyway. So it was pointless. I need someone she would actually tell the truth to.
I got you. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, we're calling to speak to Amber, please.
This is Amber.
Amber, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Shaggy, and Ashley on Z104. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. So, by any chance, have you been listening to our show at all this morning?
I listen once in a while, but...
Have you been listening this morning?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, that's okay. So let me tell you what we're doing. We've been giving out prizes this morning for the craziest breakup stories. And your friend Emily called us and is like, I don't have a breakup story, but you got to hear why my friend Amber broke up with her boyfriend, Scott. It is a good story.
Oh, my. Are you serious?
Yeah. In fact, we were about to bring Emily on the air, but she was like, no, let Amber tell it. She said that you and the Scott guy had fought about some things, but that wasn't really the reason you broke up. And there was a different reason that most people don't know about.
Okay. You think I'm going to tell you this on the air?
Yeah, we want to hear the real reason.
Yeah, but what if people are listening?
Well, I mean, I think we're hoping that someone's listening to our show.
No. I mean, what if my ex-boyfriend is listening?
Okay. Well, why don't we change your name? That way he'll never know that it's you and that it's about him.
Oh, my God. I can't believe she called you guys.
I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Let's change your name to Gloria. Then you can tell us the story and we will record it. Then after you're done, if you don't want it on the air, we won't put it on the air, okay?
Okay, fine.
Okay. We got the recorder ready?
Yep, everything's okay. Good to go.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Okay, so we got Gloria here joining us. Good morning, Gloria.
Hi.
So you were dating a guy and you broke up with him.
Yes.
And when you broke up with him, what did you tell him was the reason?
We were fighting too much and I told him he gets along better with his friends than he does with me. So maybe he should just leave and be with them.
Okay, so everybody thought that was the reason you broke up. What was the real reason?
I was messing around with one of his friends and I thought I was pregnant.
Oh!
Wow. Okay, so the real reason is you messed around with one of his friends and you got pregnant?
No, I thought I was pregnant.
Okay.
I took a pregnancy test and I got a false positive, so I freaked out.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, if you didn't get pregnant, why did you break up with him then? I mean, or even if you weren't, maybe he would have thought it was his baby.
I thought about doing that, but I just couldn't do that to him. He's a really good guy. He really is.
Yeah.
So even after you found out that you weren't pregnant, you still didn't try to fix the relationship at all?
At that point, we were just like, I mean, we were beyond angry at each other. We were super angry at each other, and I had already cheated, so I was just like...
Anyone mind me asking who it was?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, can we ask who it was? Like, who was the guy that you cheated with?
Who was that?
Who was what?
Whose voice was that on the phone just a second ago?
I'm not sure.
Do you guys have Scott on the phone?
No.
Hey. Amber, yeah, it is me. I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot, you guys. You just made my whole f***ing day a lot worse.
Okay, so I guess Amber hung up, but at least now you know what happened.
Yeah, and I got a pretty good idea who it was, too.
I have a question, really quick. Do you feel better knowing it wasn't your fault for the breakup, or do you think you would have felt better just never knowing the truth?
No. I mean, I wanted to know the truth so I feel better, I guess, like when it comes to knowing the truth. But if this other person is who I think it is, I'm going to be really f***ing pissed.
Who do you think it is?
I mean, I don't want to say in case he's listening right now, but if it's who I think it is, I'm going to be stopping by his work today. So this is his warning, or your warning if you are listening.
Oh!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.